Hi everyone, it's Jo. I'm here to tell you about an offer that's on at the Clifton Hotel. The Clifton Hotel is one of the Vision Hotels, which is a group of three hotels based in the UK. There's Windermere Manor in the Lake District, the Lauriston, which is in Weston-super-Mare, and the Clifton, which is in Tynmouth in South Devon, which is where I live. And I was up at the hotel volunteering the other day, and Karen, the new manager, well, not so new now, she's been there about 4 or 5 months, told us that they've had a group booking cancelled for the end of November. And as a result of this, because it's short notice, they've decided to do a flash sale. So she asked me if, I offered to put it across via iTalk. So here I am. So if you fancy a weekend break or a couple of nights, then this might be for you. So it's the 27th, 28th and 29th of November. If you stay for two nights, it's £99. If you stay for three, it's £129. It's dinner, bed and breakfast. It's based on two people sharing a standard room, but there are some single rooms available. There would be an upgrade for a supplement. It's non-refundable and non-transferable. You would be asked to pay the full amount on booking. And it's not available with any other discounts. I think that's all the small print. There may be other bits, but I think I've got the main things. So for anyone who doesn't know, if you do know what the Vision Hotels are, then you can kind of switch off. But it's the Clifton has a licensed bar, a nice dining room. They have indoor and outdoor dog runs. They have a swimming pool, which is open from, I think it's 8 in the morning till 7 in the evening for hotel guests to use. They have a grooming room and room where you can feed your dog if you want to. They have a dog shower, which is quite handy if your dog's been on the beach. They can provide dog beds and dog bowls for each of the rooms. They can order in your dog food for you to save you having to take it yourself. The staff should all be trained in visual awareness. And there should be large print and braille menus available. Oh, sorry, that's my dog sneezing. And if there aren't, the staff will always read a menu to you. Did I say there was a licensed bar? That's very important. So, yes, there is. The hotel is set in 7 acres of its own gardens, which is lovely. And Dave, the gardener, does a pretty good job of keeping on top of that. You can walk through the hotel grounds and through a gate, which you can get a key for from the reception, and you are only a couple of minutes from the seafront and the beach, and you can walk along the seafront and into the town centre, and that's only probably maybe a 10-15 minute walk. It's a nice walk along the seafront. So if you fancy it, that's the details. Other than, if you want to book, you need to contact the hotel direct on 01626770052. And if you decide to go, if you decide to have a break, give me a shout and I'll pop up and say hello. If there'd have been more notice, I'd have tried to organise it as a VI talk break, which would have been quite nice, get us all together. The hotel have promised though that if they get enough people booking, they will ensure that there is entertainment over the weekend in the evenings. So that'd be quite nice. I think I've covered everything. If there's anything else you want to know or you want to query, give me a shout. I don't know when the DMs are going to finish on here. So if you want to email me, info@vitalk.co.uk, or give me a ring, 01612988255. Leave me a voice message and I'll get back to you. Or you can ring the hotel and query anything about the break if you want to. So that number again is 01626770052. Oh, and the other thing I should mention is that if you travel in to Tynmouth train station or to Exeter Airport, if you decide to fly down or up, the hotel will pick you up from either the train station or the airport to help out. Okay, I think that's it. If there's anything I've missed, feel free to get in touch and I will speak to you all soon. Take care.